You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis on Sunday visited the hilltop town of Castel Gandolfo, urging thousands of locals and visitors to be visible signs of hope and peace in the world. Some 10,000 people, led by the mayor and bishop of nearby Albano, gathered in the square and side streets surrounding the papal summer residence ahead of the Holy Father's arrival early on Sunday morning.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Greeting each and every well-wisher in Castel Gandolfo, Pope Francis thanked especially the religious and civil authorities, as well as all the staff who work in the pontifical villa where popes have traditionally spent time over the summer period. In particular, he remembered his two immediate predecessors, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI and Blessed Pope John Paul II. Speaking at the midday Angelus prayer, Pope Francis reflected on the Sunday Gospel, which recounts the story of the Good Samaritan, and he recalled the figure of a 16th century Italian priest who is popularly known as patron saint of the sick and all who care for them.
San Camillo dell'Elis, fondatore dei ministri degli infermi, patrono dei malati.
Saint Camillo de Lellis, who died on July the 14th, 1614, founded a congregation known as the Camillians, recognized by a large red cross on their cassocks, which they wore as they took care of the sick and dying on the battlefield. Today, the anniversary of his death marks the opening of a year of celebrations for the four centenaries of those who have followed in his footsteps. And Pope Francis prayed especially for all doctors, nurses and healthcare workers who continue to work as good Samaritans in our suffering world today.
Siate come lui, buon Samaritani.
The Pope also looked forward to his forthcoming visit to Brazil to celebrate World Youth Day with hundreds of thousands of young people from all over the world.
La giornata mondiale della gioventù di Rio de Janeiro.
He prayed for all those taking part in the pilgrimage to Rio de Janeiro, that their hearts may be open to the mission that Christ gives them.
Ma si vede che ci sono tanti giovani d'età, ma tutti siete giovani di cuore, eh? Ma complimenti, eh?
Joking with his enthusiastic audience in the square below, Pope Francis said there are clearly many young people here today, but he congratulated everyone for feeling young at heart. Following the recitation of the Angelus prayer, Pope Francis remembered Christians in Ukraine, who are today marking the 70th anniversary of a Second World War massacre of tens of thousands of Polish civilians by a Ukrainian nationalist militia.
Decine di migliaia di vittime e hanno ferito la fratellanza di due popoli, quello polacco e quello ucraino.
The Pope prayed for all the dead and injured, as well as asking God for the grace of true reconciliation between the peoples of Poland and the Ukraine.
Chiedo la grazia di una profonda riconciliazione.
I'm Philippa Hitchin.